Russ told you about his kind of unhappy experience before our Foreign Relations Committee the other day, when some of our liberal friends were trying to drum up a resolution to have a great big debate in the floor about Vietnam. Mm-hmm. This gives it to him. I just want to make two suggestions. If a cat can talk to a king, and your message. The one would be, I would hope you'd limit it just to military stuff. There's no economics, so we won't have any breakdown of our support. If it's strict on military, we'll get 100% Republican vote, I'm sure.
Right.
And the other one, I hope you put in that very happy phrase you had in your presentation this morning about the fact you can't very well do it in the middle, but you can get it in the message that the support of this is an indication of the unified support in the country and the Congress for our firm position in Vietnam. So that when these fellows vote for this, then this clatter that is creating so much disturbance in the mail will cease. Because my own mail from my home, because my guys have been very active out there on the other side, is beginning to switch, and I'm with you all the way on this. I think we can tone this thing down if you make it clear that what you're doing is not only getting some money for some troops, but you're getting them for a purpose which is part of our national policy.
All right, I sure bad mind, Carl.
Yeah, at least those are the two thoughts I wanted to drop with you.
Am I nice?
Good idea.
I appreciate it. You get Everett, y'all. Mike is talking to Everett and saying, well, you can't get unanimous consent to get it up because of the three-day rule. And so on and so forth. I told him to ask for it, and whoever turns it down, why?
How do you take the onus?
Let him take it. And I, sure. McNamara is going to go at one.
Yeah. And the faster we do this, the better. I mean, there's no use of stalling around on this.
That's right, but I don't want to send it up if they're going to turn it down.
Oh, no, well, they aren't going to turn it down. And especially if this is purely a military deal. If you get the two mixed up, you've got a different opinion, you know, on the military deal. Some are happy, some unhappy about spending $1 billion for economic stuff, but everybody that I know of on our side is 100% for this military deal.
Good.
That's what you want now, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, so let's just keep it on that.
Right.
Put these guys' feet to the fire. I think we can cool off this opposition.
Yeah, here's a sample here. Thought your speech last night, the American people, was the greatest I ever heard any president give in my lifetime. I'll be praying God to continue to give you strength, courage, and wisdom. I had a remarkable reception throughout Alabama from leaders of both races, and I'll be going back there for extensive crusade in June. I'm leaving today for crusade in Denmark. Ruth joins, and greetings to you and Lady Bird. God bless you, Billy Graham. But that shows that here's Tom Watson. Your statement was courageous and clear. The country is 100% behind you and your decisions. Congratulations. That's Tom Watson, IBM. Here's old Bob Six, you know, out in Colorado. Your speech last night, both Audrey and I listened intently, and it was magnificent. I stated so on and so forth. He's worried about mostly.
Did you have a text to Lyndon of what you gave this morning for the press? This was a damn good speech you gave this morning.
Well, I just followed some notes and part of it and part off, but it'll be transcribed as delivered.
Something good, so it can be released. And it was a real effective, you know, it's like tennis. Sometimes the play hits a little better than others. You were really on the beam this morning.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Good. We want the people to read that.
You talk to your Republicans. Don't let any of them object.
I will.
Bye.
All right. Bye.